Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
If you are going, we're looking for somebody very, very specific here, and I hope we get just a couple of calls. You are going to Jacksonville this weekend. You're going for the Georgia-Florida game.
No, the Florida-Georgia game.
As I learned last week visiting Florida, it is definitely the Florida-Georgia game. But we are here in Georgia. It's a big game, Jacksonville. You know, there's still a whole bunch of people that are pumped up about the game. Mm-hmm. Seems like it's going to be a little bit one-sided this year. So maybe there's not the excitement that there has
been
in past years.
Georgia Bulldog fans are saying, Bird, don't
no,
say that.
I think if we keep the bar set low, we'll be pleasantly
surprised.
There's
always a chance.
Right.
And you never know in any college football
game.
That's why college football rocks.
Right. I mean, and I think we're probably looking for somebody that's really, really hardcore about going this weekend. Like, the game could mean something to you. Maybe it's not consequential to you, but you're going down there to party your arse off. Mm-hmm. And that's what this game is really all about.
Because the game always falls around Halloween weekend, but the fact that the game is on Halloween, you know, that happens however many years apart. And so people who have been a part of this in the past on Halloween, it's usually a bigger party because everybody's dressed up, everybody's having a good time.
Like, you have a history of, like, severe tailgating, so you know you're going to be getting your drink on. Because what we want to do is we want to do the same thing with you that we did with our intern Reshma a couple of weeks ago.
When intern Reshma turned 21, she agreed and had her best friend, who was going to help her, agreed to call Bert's voicemail once an hour and just leave us a message on how the night was going, what was going on. And we got to follow her throughout her 21st birthday and really celebrate with her. And the voicemails were hilarious because it was like you could hear her ramping up on the party, peaking, and then coming back down again and going to get food by the end of the night.
Right. We lived the whole night with her.
It was a blast.
Through voicemails.
Right.
So we want to do the same thing with you if you're going down to Jacksonville. 404-741-Q100. This is what Reshma sounded like by the end of the night.
Sent at 12:09 a.m.
Wow.
So we need to find somebody that knows they're going down there.
Yes.
And it's tradition that you're, like, by the end of the day, you're barely standing.
Right.
It's not tradition. Isn't it a requirement?
It is required. It's
like
the world's largest cocktail party, right?
They don't call it that anymore.
Well, it's still that.
There's fewer bars
such
this year.
Yeah,
they're not drinking.
It's about sport and camaraderie.
Sponge.
Are there EVPs in here?
So we have to talk to somebody that's serious about partying this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want you to do is call us every hour. Let's see, kickoff's at 3:30?
3:30.
In
Jacksonville.
So generally it goes something like this. You wake up at 8 in the morning and you have your first beer, your first drink by 9.
Right.
And you start drinking all the way to kickoff. So what we want you to do is call us every hour on your way approaching kickoff.
Right.
And then you got, I think the fun part is also calling us inside the stadium too. That's 3 hours of sobering up right there.
Holy
if you commit to the sobering up, because you can't have drinks inside the stadium
and then you
legally.
And then what about and then after the game?
Because
depending on the outcome, I mean, it doesn't matter what the outcome is, you're still going to party after the game.
Good morning, Aaron. So
I'm a little more excited than the others.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to call and let y'all know that everyone from Georgia right now is heading down to St. Simon's to celebrate Thursday and Friday, and then we all take charter buses down to Jacksonville for the game on Saturday.
Perfect.
Now, is UGA off these next 2 days also? Because wasn't
there off on Thursday. Yeah. I mean, on Friday, I'm sorry. But we're usually off for Thursday and Friday. So we're used to that. So everyone is giving class today.
It's a fall break. It's not for the
right.
game.
It became policy a couple of years ago. So there were so few students that were on campus on Friday before the Florida game that Georgia just gave into it. And they're like, just take Friday off.
We do
off.
Not change what we do on campus for a football break. Right. This is an academic decision for the fall.
No one is going to class today. Everyone is already heading down to St. Simon's to party.
Erin, I don't know that you would be. This would be great for you as an assignment. You sort of sound like, I mean, we're looking for somebody that is committing to drinking all morning and all afternoon.
That will not be a problem.
It will not be a problem for you. So you'd have to leave us a voicemail every hour detailing everything that's gone on.
That would be really fun. I'm sure my friends would love it. We're about to head down right now.
Erin, for some reason, I was just going to say, for some reason, I'm not buying it with her.
Why?
But also, I wouldn't buy it with Reshma if I just met Reshma that way. And she really gave us some priceless content.
Yeah, I don't think you should judge the book by its voice,
by
whatever.
Its sobriety.
Yeah.
Erin, do you currently have a drunk dialing problem?
Do I what?
Do you currently have a drunk dialing problem?
That could be a problem.
Yes.
So your friends have at some point said, no, you're not allowed to call him right now.
And they take away the phone.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
And you have to promise us also that no matter how buzzed you are, you have to place that call once an hour because that's the fun for us.
Okay. And is this on Thursday and Friday or just Saturday?
Just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
Yeah, just game day.
Okay.
Unless you have unless you get inspired.
Yeah.
Late tonight or tomorrow right. night, then you're certainly welcome to call us.
Of course.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Who are we to deny your expression? You're an artist now.
Right. Have you had to have a friend hold your hair back while you throw up into a toilet anytime over the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, no. I just turned 22 a couple weeks ago.
Perfect.
So. Mm-hmm. All right, so not quite 21, a little bit more seasoned, but I think still good.
Just like I'm too old to be puking.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah. Huh?
Nothing. I should say that she's too old to be puking at 22.
That is so not true. We can debate that later. All right, Erin, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And we'll get the voicemail numbers into your hand, and we'll hear your voicemails together on Monday, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Right, we need it.
Yeah, you will. Now, you are a student at UGA, right?
Yes.
What are you, a junior, senior?
I'm a senior.
Okay, hold on one sec. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Somehow I thought a guy would get more into this. Because guys are more willing to be asked.
Usually.
But I think the girl calls are better because girls talk. They want to describe. They want to paint a picture.
Yeah.
A guy call will be like,
with my dude, hanging out.
And that's all we'll get.
That's it.
I don't need no barking.
Yeah, so we just need the girls.
Just an English class.
Yes, obviously.
What? Chris needs
it's got weird and mean here a minute ago.
I think it all started with you ripping on Melissa a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You suck.
Hey, Chris, you think you can do a better job than Erin?
Yeah. The difference between her and I is I'm staying in Jacksonville, less than 2 miles from the landing.
Mm-hmm.
She's staying in St. Simon. Well, St. Simon's is great, but you have to take a bus to get to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
I can basically just walk to the landing and walk to the stadium.
Nice.
This is the second year. Last year we went and we parked in the we tailgated in the Boy Scout parking down there right next to the stadium.
Right.
Started at 9 a.m. as soon as they opened the gates to get down there. We started drinking and partying. And really, I don't even remember half the game. I just remember walking back to the car thinking, what the hell just happened? Why did we lose?
You may
and
be
then,
our guy.
You know, then you go to the landing afterwards and you party again. Sure. So
why not both?
Yeah, we can do both.
No, I think both because I would like to see who's the most consistent throughout the day.
Yeah.
Now it's a competition. That's good thinking, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Chris, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, so a little more seasoned than Erin there.
Mm-hmm.
A little more seasoned. I'm growing with a group of four. It's my girlfriend who's a senior education major at Georgia.
Okay.
And a pharmacist who's a senior at Georgia and another education senior at Georgia. So this is our second year and this is their first. So it's kind of going to be like, we know what's going to happen and they have no freaking clue.
That rookie year that you go to, that initial year experiencing this game, you start off fast too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you start off fast because they have a liquor station every like 5 feet in the landing at the party.
Indeed, they
like
do.
Everywhere you turn, there's literally someone just either handing out or selling liquor.
Now they're trying to change that a little bit this year and trying to tone it down. But I mean, how much can you really tone it down?
The University of Florida is trying to get it to where not as many liquor stations are there. There's going to be three times as many police officers on the landing.
Don't be silly.
We'll see.
Don't be silly. All right, Chris, let me put you on hold. We'd love to get your voicemails over the weekend.
No problem.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Good luck to you too.
Nice balance right there.
Yeah.
Got yourself a guy. Got yourself a girl.
Yeah. Both UGA fans.
Both UGA fans.
It's going to be interesting as the game progresses if they leave messages.
On who's winning and losing? Mm-hmm.
Well, if Georgia's winning. Oh my.
They're all going to be blowing up the phone.
If Georgia's not winning, we may not hear from them for 2.5-3 hours. But then I'll tell you what. I mean, we lost so badly last year when I was down there. You really kick up your drinking heart after that game. So the better voicemails may come in after the game than they do before. Yeah.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.